Polish Arts Festival presents Laced with History, written by Alison Martin, directed by Jill McNamara, performed by Anne Blake, Liam O'Brien and Justyna Twodzińska. Literary support, Pori Kenny. Sound design, Mark Bergen.
Listeners, dears, lend me your ears. I am about to tell you a tale. It won't take long, because it's a short one, just like me. Once upon a time, 2021, best friends Amber and Tomek were hiding out from Storm Barra with Tomek's mother, Asha, at number 10 Dooradoyle Crescent. The school pals should have been celebrating their 10th birthday as normal, but this was not a normal day in Limerick.
Everyone is being warned to stay indoors as Storm Barra prepares to batter the country.
Hello? Hello? Can I get a little help here? The genie in Aladdin never had to put up with this. He got a lamp. What do I get? A box. Just call me the Vox in the Box. My official title is Sedes Sapientiae, the seat of wisdom, and ordinarily I stay in the Hunt Museum. However, now and then I get lent out to different people, like a book from the library. Each person is searching for something different, and sometimes, just sometimes, I give them a little help. Imagine if it was an Xbox! Amber says to Tomek as they size up their loan box from Mr. Shaw and place it on their desk in school.
Even Super Mario would do. Anyway, the loan box will be fun.
Thank you, Tomek. You see, Tomek loves history and imitating their teacher, Mr. Shaw.
I would like you to explore the loan box from the museum today and then we will be creating our very own.
Amber hates history.
I promise you, it will bring the past to life. Just take an item each from the box and explore its history.
Dead boring. Dear listeners, I am anything but boring. So, when it came to Amber and Tomek's birthday, I was going to bring my A-game to the party palace. Or, as it is better known, the sitting room. Amber looks at the clock. We should be in Fun World now. Bowling.
Come on. Let's open this.
Good idea, Tomek.
As Mr. Shaw says, let's make the past your present.
I'm on the move. I'd prefer a new pair of tackies, replies Amber, shaking the box. And me? Ouch!
We can open this and then do our own loan boxes for tomorrow. Mam has already given me some things to put in,
Tomek says, pointing to a pile of family treasures. You're so lucky. You have an exciting history. I haven't a clue about mine. Mam couldn't even tell me my nan's real name. Ah! I felt that. My head hurts after falling out of the box, but nothing that a slice of that delicious birthday cake wouldn't fix. That's not the welcome I was expecting from Amber and Tomek. Where's the red carpet? After all the journeying I have done through the ages, from Museum Narodowe in Warsaw to the Hunt Museum Limerick, the ingratitude.
It's only a storm,
says Tomek's mum, Asha, protecting the birthday candles from any drafts.
100 lat, 100 lat, niech żyje, żyje nam. 100 lat, 100 lat, niech żyje, żyje nam. Jeszcze raz, niech żyje, żyje nam. Niech żyje nam.
Thanks, Asha. Hip hip hooray, hip hip hooray. For they are jolly good fellows, for they are jolly good fellows. Tomek and Amber look like they have seen a ghost. Okay, my dancing is bad, but not that bad. What a tune! Come on, guys, join in! Tomek hunches down to talk to me.
Do you think it can hear us?
I don't know. It probably has tiny ears. To match its voice? All the better to hear you with! Tiny voice. The cheek!
Tomek? Amber? What are you two doing?
Asha and I are the only ones keeping this party going. She can't see me, of course. I only appear to borrowers of the loan box. Is that singeing hair I smell?
Hurry up, you two, before my hair goes on fire.
Asha says, blowing the candles out herself.
I'll go get the plates. This is the last time I made Vuzetka cake.
Tomek and Amber crouch down to me.
Hello? Are you a leprechaun?
No. Do I look like a leprechaun? Amber takes a good look. More like a statue of Holy Mary. Are you the child of Prague? Not with that rain out there. Whoa there! Put me down! Tomek has scooped me up.
Perhaps it has some type of date mark.
Mark my words, you won't find anything there. I'm not a piece of old crockery.
I recognise you. You're Sedes Sapientiae.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling! Tomek, you are both through to round two. You can call me Sedes.
What's round two?
It's a trip of a lifetime. Of three lifetimes. Aladdin has the magic carpet, but I have something just as special. Does this belong to you? Amber picks up my lace shawl from the box. That looks like Limerick. Exactly. Limerick is full of hidden histories. Tomek and Amber trace their fingers along the designs. It's cloth full of dreams featuring Tomek and Amber's classroom, houses.
It's like a giant jigsaw. Wait, where's that piece?
There was a corner missing with some words written beside it. Oh, I do love a good puzzle. Now, what does a 600-year-old gal do around here? Where are we off to? Nowhere. Everything is closed. There's a storm. Back in my day, we called that a shower. Right, you two, it looks like we're going to have to stay indoors. Put on your coats.
But we won't need them.
There's no central heating where we're going, Tomek. First things first. Answer me this. I take up the shawl and read the clue out carefully. There once was a throne of wisdom, in a house and not a kingdom. But what can you do to find this pew? Is say the clues or sing them? Tomek and Amber look at each other and then back at me.
Some help she is.
I'm still here, you know. I only say the clues, not write them.
Give it here, please.
Tomek begins.
There once was a throne of wisdom, in a house and not a kingdom. But what you can do to find this pew is say the clues or sing them.
Whoa there! The shawl starts spinning and Tomek and Amber hold on. What do we do?
Hold on tight! It's like the waltzers!
The shawl is going as fast as a frisbee and we are going flying with it. There once was a Limerick girl, a lady, who worked at the factory daily. Then one day she went without pay, so a gown she gifted her baby. By the time Tomek and Amber open their eyes, we have arrived. We are in a room that looks like a sitting room and bedroom all rolled into one. There is a coal fire with slack on it and the smell of onion soup. In the corner is a small woman with glasses, dressed in black, fixing a baby's blanket. She is not much taller than me. The baby, not the woman.
Round and round the garden, like a teddy bear. One step, two step, tickly under there.
And with that, the woman wraps a lace blanket gently around her baby. I remember that song. The woman moves her head closer to the baby.
There's a saying about Limerick lace. The people that wore it
never made it, and the people that made it never wore it. Well, you will be different, my girl.
Achoo!
Tomek lets out a big sneeze.
You'll wake the baby.
Don't worry, they can't hear us. Tomek rubs the velvet green diamonds on the cream wallpaper as the woman with the dark curly hair sits at her sewing machine.
Say the clues or sing them. Singer is written on the sewing machine. Look!
The woman lifts up the lace christening gown with satin trim.
Well, what do you think of this? Won't you be a gorgeous girl?
Snap! Look, Amber.
The gown is made with the same floral lace pattern as the shawl. The woman walks right through Amber. They are invisible.
If you ever have a little girl, I want you to call her Amber. It's a precious gem that captures time itself.
Is that your granny? She looks very like you.
He was right. The same freckles, the same hair. But Amber had never met her granny. Until now. And there she was, dressed in black in a sea of white lace. When they were doing their family tree for school, Amber's mum, Mary, had said that Granny was adopted and her birth cert had been destroyed in a fire. Nana died when Mam was just 1 year old. She hardly knew anything about her, only that her lace making was the talk of Limerick. Mam? Amber looks into the cot and back at Tomek. Look at her smile.
This way, nobody can take your story away.
Amber's granny says to the little one, tucking the lace blanket gently underneath another blanket. Amber's granny had signed her own name into the design. She wanted to make sure that her daughter knew her history, even if the records had been destroyed.
Come in, Mrs. Gilogley.
Here comes trouble.
I won't be staying for the tea, Mrs. Toulis. There's no easy way of putting this. The factory's closing, so there will be no more use for home workers.
But what will I do?
I know it's terrible. I will take whatever you have left of this order and pay you for what you have done up to now.
Mrs. Gilogley tries to take the shawl from the baby's cot.
No!
You can make this as easy or as hard as you like. You need to just let go.
Leave my mam alone, shouts Amber. Come on, Tomek, pull!
Dare, dare, little one,
says Amber's granny to her daughter.
Mrs. Gilogley, I want you out.
You heard her, Mrs. Gilogley. But wait, she's back trying to grab the blanket.
Come on, give it some welly, guys. I will come back for that later.
Mrs. Gilogley throws a small torn piece of the shawl behind her.
What a rip.
Amber's granny turns to her baby.
And you, little one, what a strong girl you are.
We have to go. It's time to get back to Tomek's house before the storm gets any worse. Time for me to get back into my box and far.
Look, that's it. The missing piece of the shawl.
On the chair at number 10 was a lace seat cover Amber's mam had given to Asha. Amber and Tomek hadn't looked at it closely before. They had been sitting on it, after all. Mam made that from old lace she found in Granny's jewellery box. Look, the name is there. Joan Thulis.
Sede Sapientiae, the seed of wisdom. We have found it.
Come on, Tomek. We're old friends now. Just call me Sadies. Aren't you forgetting something?
Yes, of course. Cake.
I can't wait to tell Mam about this. I'm afraid I have to go. The storm is over and there are more puzzles to solve. Aren't you forgetting something? Of course. My shawl. There, there. Amber says, tucking me in, just like her granny.